Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading this morning, as we go to the word of the Lord, come from the book of Mark, chapter number 8. So glad for everybody to be in church. Mark, chapter number 8. Let's start reading in verse number 14. Mark chapter 8 and verse 14 says, "Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, Why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand, have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember? When I break the five loaves among 5,000s, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They said, 7. And he said unto them, How is it that ye do not understand?" Dear Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. Thank you, God, for how you've helped us and brought us to this point in our lives. We can look back and see your hand, Lord, where you've helped us and where you've been with us. And I pray, God, as we're here today, that we will worship you in our hearts, in our minds, and our body. And I pray, Lord, that you'll open our hearts and our ears to the word of God today. Thank you for your healing touch. Thank you for your mercy and salvation. And I pray, God, that you have your way. In Jesus' name, the church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So glad to see you in church today. Amen. May the Lord bless you for being here. Praise God. I want to preach today on forgotten bread. There's three types of bread that was forgotten here in this scripture. Three types of bread. Jesus, amen, talks about two of them. One of them is the natural bread that they forgot. They was going in a ship. They was going to take a trip. They forgot to take lunch. They forgot to take bread. You know, it seems like that it's common knowledge that the older you get, the more you forget. Is that true? You know, I ought to get a lot of amens on that today. Well, you know, I don't know what my excuse is, and because I don't feel like I'm that old. Well, I don't think I'm that old, but you know, you just forget. Just forget. You can get so busy that you forget things, and some things are important. I tell you what, forgetting to take stuff to eat is pretty important. And I want to admit something to you right here. Sister Bethany can be a witness on this. I forget a lot of things, but I usually don't forget the groceries. I mean, how busy can you be to forget the groceries? That's what you're talking about, forgetful right there now. They got in the ship and they forgot, you know, the natural bread. Jesus says unto them, said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." Some of the Gospels brings in the leaven of the Sadducees here. There was another bread that they had forgotten, that they had passed off, and that's the evil bread. The evil bread of heresy and false doctrine. And there was a large push in that day, and there still is today, and there always has and will be, in false doctrine. And Jesus likens it to the bread. And then the last was the miracle bread that Jesus brought out to them. He said, now, did you forget? Did you forget about the miracle bread? So I may bounce around this morning, but I'm going to preach about these three breads. Now, this is totally opposite, of each other, I guess, but Jesus brings them in together, and here we have it. So forgetfulness, memory is an amazing thing. Memory is from God. God gave us, amen, our memory. And it's a great gift from God. And it brings joy, sometimes it brings tears. But memory is a wonderful thing. And the Bible teaches us to stir up the gift of God by way of remembrance. In other words, remember. Praise God. Remember what God has done for you. Hallelujah. And he takes this opportunity to get a hold of something here. They forgot to take bread. They forgot to take, whatever. Great value bread or whatever you eat, Martha White or want some of that bread, They Shirley. Sarah Lee, there we go. Ain't there a sure something bread? Miss Barron's, yeah. What about some of that home-cooked bread? I told them the other day, I said, how come on Sunday morning I talk about food? And then on Wednesday night I always talk about rest. I get everybody hungry and get everybody hungry on Sunday morning and then get everybody sleepy on Wednesday night. But the natural bread, they forgot. They forgot it. And Jesus took the opportunity here. I'm sure there was maybe something said, oh man, we forgot. You ever done that before? Man, I forgot. And I forgot things. I was thinking about things I forgot. I remember one time, real embarrassing thing, was we went way down in Louisiana. And when I say way down in Louisiana, I'm talking about way down there to a youth rally. And so we had all the young people go, and it was so far we was going to stay the night somewhere. So we got our church clothes and we went and we got our motel there. And I realized I forgot my church shoes. All I had was tennis shoes on. And so I thought, well, we'll just stop. There'll be something. I said, let's go because we got the motel on up because we had to go way down there. There wasn't no motel near. So we kind of stopped on the way. So Sister Bethany's telling me you need to go to a Walmart while you're in this city. Oh, there'll be something down there. I said, I could even get me something at a dollar store. And so we get down there, way down there in the middle of nowhere, and we stopped at all these dollar stores and everything. And they didn't have no shoes, I mean, my tennis shoes would have been better than wearing flip-flops with a suit, And so I was so, I didn't know what to do. Well, this young boy, and I thought he was here, Stevie was back there. And, his foot's about that long, and he had some extra shoes, and I squeezed down in them shoes and walked around like a pigeon, or a penguin or something all that whole night. I'm telling you, I wasn't shouting and jumping around that night. I was staying real still and put them things on, wore them, but I forgot. I just simply forgot. I didn't mean to. That's life. You'll forget things. Some things are important. You'll forget. Now, I've heard people talking about they forgot their anniversary. I thought, Lord, I made a prayer right there. Lord, don't ever let me forget my anniversary. I was thinking, I told my wife, I said, man, I think today is my dad's birthday. And I was thinking June 25th, and it is his birthday. And I called him this morning, wished him happy birthday. And thank God for my father. And thank God for Brother Curtis. Amen. A godly father, man of God. Amen. Today's his birthday, and we honor him for that. But I was thinking, I thought it might be June the 15th. And I had the worst feeling in just thinking that I had forgot my dad's birthday. But I didn't. But forget, they forgot bread. And you'll forget natural things. You'll forget things. You might even forget, important things. And I believe we ought to try our best not to, forget about going somewhere. Forget here. I remember I was scheduled to preach in Tulsa and preach this service. And on a Friday night service is a pretty big deal. And on Friday morning, got up and I thought, oh, man, I forgot that I was going to go preach in Tulsa tonight. And I called that pastor and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" He said, "Doing good." Said, "We're looking forward to seeing you tonight." And I had about a 6-hour drive. Man, you're talking about throwing clothes and stuff. And man, we got up there and I was very unprepared. And I learned a valuable lesson, you know, to write things down. Hey, listen, the faintest ink is better than the strongest memory. The faintest ink is better than the strongest memory. You'll forget things. Amen. They forgot bread. But let me tell you something. Amen. This was the natural bread. And even though it's important. Amen. And important things we'll forget and we'll be forgetful. But if we're not careful, we'll forget more important things. And that's what Jesus did here. They said, "Hey, we forgot." And Jesus took the opportunity and said, "I want to tell y'all something not to forget." Amen. Don't forget the bread, the leaven of the Pharisees, the evil bread, the false doctrine. Amen. Don't forget to stay on guard. Don't forget, amen, that the devil is out to deceive you. He looks at those 12 disciples and says, "I know you forgot this natural bread, but don't forget the evil bread that's out there." Amen. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 2, and verse 8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit." Amen. Beware lest any man spoil you. We was in the Sunday school lesson in the teenage class this morning was on truthfulness. We're talking about character and character qualities in our life. And today's character quality was truthfulness. Amen. I was talking to these young people about, amen, telling the truth and living the truth. There's two ways, amen, that the character quality of truth can be manifested in our life. And that's through living it and telling it. Amen. But our Sunday school lesson brought in about how we're to beware, amen, of so many false things. And I read the other day that a normal person on average is monitored, or they're under surveillance, amen, 19 times in a normal day. You go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, you go to the bank. You go, and just an average day, you are under surveillance 19 times. You know why? Because people are false. And people will lie. And people will cheat. And people will steal. And so we live in a day and hour where there's no trust. Amen. And so there's surveillance. We was this morning, amen, on the way to church, and they made comment about the fireworks stand, and said, you know, talking about people could just break in there and steal in that because they're just sitting out in the open, nobody around, but they might have a camera hid and you don't even know there's a camera hid there. And, I'm telling you, because of falsehood. And Jesus said, "I know you forgot this natural bread, but listen, there's an evil bread. We must always be on the guard." Jesus said there was false prophets. He said there was false Christ. Amen. He said that there was false teachers. He said that there was false apostles. Amen. He said that there was, amen, all these false things. And that's why Jesus said, "I know, amen, that you forgot bread, but listen, don't forget, amen, this other bread. It's an evil bread. And it deceives." The Bible tells us in Hebrews 13:9, "Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines." You know, you'd be surprised at what we can come up with in our day and hour and teach and preach. Amen. "Be not carried about with diverse or different and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace." Amen. Establish our hearts and know what we believe and know what the Bible believes. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth."
Amen. One of the scriptures in the Sunday school lesson this morning was talking about falsehood. It said that there would rise false Christ and false prophets, and said that they would, amen, show signs and wonders and deceive many people, and said if it was possible, they would deceive the very elect. Amen. You know, there's going to be a force of hell, a force of demon power working in men, amen, and women in the last days that put themselves up as ministers of the gospel. Amen. They're going to have such power that they're going to deceive people. And Jesus said if it was possible, they would deceive the very elect. That's why we can't forget. Amen. Don't be forgetful. Always stay on your guard about false doctrine and false teaching. The Bible says, amen, that, you know, talking about erring and going away and straying away. You know, we can't get careless in this right here. We've got to stay on our guard. We've got to remember. Don't forget, you might have forgot that bread, whatever names y'all named a while ago. I just know I like to eat it. Y'all might have forgot the groceries, but don't you forget there's another bread out there. It's the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know, we can't get careless. The Bible said that the teachers of false religions would transform themselves into apostles of Christ. Amen. And in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, he said, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Listen to verse 14. He said, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. You know, the devil, if he was to come in here this morning, he probably wouldn't have forked horns. Amen. You know, horns and a forked tail and carrying a pitchfork. No, instead, he would look like something that we would really see. Amen. Attractive or presentable. That's what the devil do to you, young people. He came to Eve in such a subtle way and in such a sly way that he overpowered, amen, her convictions. And the devil will come to you in a lot of ways. Might be a friend or a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Amen. Something that seems just so wonderful. It seems so blessed. Amen. But the Bible says, I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, through his craftiness, through how slick he is, so your mind should be corrupted, what? From the simplicity that is in Christ. Listen, the Bible is so plain. The way of God is so clear that Isaiah said a fool can't even err therein. Amen. You know, we try to make it so complicated. And we want it to get so deep and all these things. Amen. And we'll lay down our guard. And if we're not careful, the devil done snuck up on us. Amen. And put in some type of false doctrine. Hey, listen to this verse of scripture before I move on to the next bread, the miracle bread. Amen. Galatians 1 and 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. He said, if I or any other person or an angel, even an angel. Listen, you know what we can do? We can back it up with the word of God. It's always been the same. God's word doesn't change. It's forever settled in heaven. Amen. It doesn't change. The Bible says, I am the Lord and I change not. Hebrews said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? Or if yet I please men, amen, I should not be a servant of Christ. So he says right here, if there's any other gospel preached. So they was forgetful. Is anybody forgetful today? Has anybody forgot anything? Have you ever forgot anything? Jesus said you may forget natural bread and you may forget things that, you know, that is important to make it through life. Or, amen, maybe cause you harm. Amen, because of your mind being forgetful. But let me tell you about some other bread that you should never never forget, and that's the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod. Amen. God help us, amen, to have our guard on, amen, at all times. And so we're going to jump here just a little bit further. And he said, do you remember? Amen. They said, it's because we forgot bread. And Jesus said, do you remember? Amen. When I broke the loaves and 5,000, how many baskets full you took up? So he reminds them of some other type of bread. And that's what I want to preach in the remainder time I have this morning. Amen. Is the bread that's a miracle bread. Jesus took that bread and break it and multiplied it. Amen. And the Bible says they took up 12 baskets full left over. Listen, God is a miracle worker. Amen. And we can't forget it. Hallelujah. You know, we may forget our groceries. We may forget bread. Amen. But we must never forget the miracle working power of God, because he is a miracle worker. It was a miracle for him to feed these 5,000 ones. He fed five, he said 5,000. How many baskets did you take up? And they said 12 baskets. I just wonder if every one of those disciples got to take home a basket of bread. I just believe they did. Amen. They was the one that was serving it out. They was the one that gave it out. And I'm telling you, God will bless you. Hallelujah. And he is a miracle worker. Amen. God's the one that can work miracle. You know, amen, that he multiplied bread in the Old Testament too. Amen. He multiplied it when they didn't think they was going to have enough to eat. It was right there when Elisha was king, or Elisha was prophet. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter number 4. I know he multiplied in the New Testament, but he also did in the Old Testament. The Bible said, amen, in 2 Kings chapter number 4, amen, that there came a man from Baal-shal-isha and brought the man of God bread and first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. And so here comes somebody, amen, brings down and supports the man of God, supports Elisha. Amen. And so he brings him some bread and he brings him some corn. It was the first fruits. He was paying his tithes. He was doing what God said. And Elisha said, hey, share this with everybody. Give it to them. And the servitor said, what? Amen. This? Amen. Spread this around. This ain't very much. Amen. Give everybody some of this. Look, this ain't hardly nothing. And he said, should I set this before 100 men? There's 100 of them there. He said, again, give the people that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. So he set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof according to the word of the Lord. Amen. They're on this ship and they forgot bread. And Jesus said, I want to talk to you about some other bread. Amen. Don't forget the bread of heresy and false doctrine, but also don't forget the miracle bread. Hey, boys, you was there when I broke the bread. Amen. You took up the baskets. How many baskets was there? 12. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we're so quick to forget what God has already done in our life. I'm telling you, it was an embarrassing thing to forget my shoes that time. But there's something a whole lot worse, and that's forget the blessings of God. Amen. And get in a trial and think God ain't going to help us this time. He's forgot about us. What are we going to do this time? You know, we are forgetful. Amen. But we must stir up our hearts in way of remembrance. We must remember the goodness of God and the blessings of God. Amen. I thank God for his blessings on my life. I thank God for times where God has provided for me. I thank God for times where God has healed me. That's why testimonies are so important. Amen. Because we can tell of the goodness of God. And you know one thing? When you tell something, it'll help you remember it. It'll stir up your mind to remember a little more. Amen. You know, whatever it takes to remember. The Bible says, he said, hey, I fed 5,000. Amen. 5 loaves and fed 5,000. This was a miracle. And I think about times in my life where God's helped me. A miracle. Miracles. Divine miracles. Straight from heaven. Where God has blessed and God has moved. Miracle bread. Thank God for it. 7,000 among, or 7 loaves among 4,000. How many baskets full of fragments took you up? And they said 7. So one time they had 12 baskets full. The next time they had 7 baskets full. He said, amen. Do you not remember? Now I know we might be quiet here this morning on Sunday morning. Let me ask you something. Hasn't God helped you before? Can't you remember the miracle bread before? I know we forget things and it's embarrassing or disheartening, but can't we remember the miracle bread where God has come through for us time and time again, met the need, blessed, helped, lift us up, fed us. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I have been young, now I'm old, yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I think about times where God's healed me. God's healed different ones and touched different ones. Amen. And I thank God for it. And I say, Lord, don't ever let me forget. Think about God's blessings in my life, how God's helped me. Amen. I believe Dottie Rambo wrote that song. Said, roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Amen. We need the Lord to remind us. Hallelujah. We need the Lord to cause our mind, amen, to remember. Praise God. Y'all forgot bread? Let me tell you something, boys. Amen. That might be a shame or embarrassment, but that ain't nothing like the miracle bread that you forgot. Don't forget about those 12 baskets of bread that I gave you. Matthew chapter 14, verse number 15 said, it was evening. It was a desert place. The time was past. They said, send them away that they can go buy them. He said, they don't need to depart. Give them to eat. They say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Little is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. God can take your 5 loaves and 2 fishes and do more with it, amen, than you can do with 1 million loaves and 1 million fishes. Hallelujah. God can take that $1. God can take what you have. God can take your job. God can take what you have that looks so small, amen, and multiply it into something so great where you have leftovers. Hallelujah. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, looking up to heaven. Lord, help us to look up to heaven once again. Amen. He looked up to heaven. Psalms 121 said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. Behold, he that keepeth Israel, hallelujah, neither slumbers nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. He looked up to heaven and he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to the disciples and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. How in the world could we ever forget? What a miracle. But they was on a ship. Amen. They was out there. They had been through some storms. They had been through some trials. They had been through some tests. And now they had forgot what God had done. Brother and sister, we'll go through trials. We'll go through storms and we'll go through tests. Amen. But it doesn't change, and we need the Lord to remind us God's still the miracle worker. They that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. Is anybody forgetful today? Is anybody really? You don't have to raise your hand. You say, Brother Sam, I just forget stuff. I do too. But there's two things we don't never need to forget. That's that the devil's always out to get us, and that God's a miracle worker. Y'all forgot bread over there. I know you forgot it. I know. But let me tell you about something that's way more important. The miracle bread that they forgot. How could we ever forget? Somebody wrote a song, said, how could I forget what the Lord has done for me? How could I forget how he saved and set me free? Thank you, Lord. Another song said, I never shall forget the day when the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad, and free. I'll sing it, shout it, for it's everything to me. I'm telling you, I was a 9-year-old boy in a little church right there in Idabel, Oklahoma. Hardly nobody there. Amen. 9 years old, my dad was preaching. Amen. And God dealt with me that night. I've said it before. I don't remember what he preached on, but Brother Bobby, he must have preached the best message he ever preached. Because it got a hold of my heart and I got saved. I don't remember what they sang, hallelujah, but they must have sure sang good that night because I got saved, hallelujah, amen. And sometimes the devil, amen, will get us in life, and if we're not careful, we'll forget about it. Do you remember when you were saved? It was November the 11th. 1992. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said it was November the 11th. I don't know why I remember the date. Amen. You might not remember the date. That don't bother me one bit. But for some reason, I remember the date. The Lord placed it in my heart. Amen. Why would a little boy remember the date he got saved? I can't explain it. But I remember the date. It was November the 11th. Hallelujah. And sometimes the life will get to, amen, going at us. And we'll be forgetful on things and all of this. But the Holy Ghost will say, oh, but don't you forget that day. Amen. Don't forget the feeling. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, friend, the Lord saved me that night. The Lord saved me. He changed me. Hallelujah. Thank God they would have said, amen, that I wasn't a bad guy. You know, I never drank or smoked or dipped or chewed. I don't even remember cussing. I was raised in a godly home. Amen. I cut my teeth on the church bench. Amen. But I'm telling you, I was going to the same hell, amen, as the worst murderer and thief, amen, that ever walked on this earth. I was going to the same flames of hell. Because you must be born again. We're not going to go to heaven and tell him we was good. We're not going to go to heaven and tell him we done this or didn't do that. No, he's going to say, angel, look in that Lamb's book of life. And I'm going to tell you, that night, on that Wednesday night, he wrote my name there. And sometimes I have to say, roll back the curtain. Oh God, let me look in that book. I know my name is there. Hallelujah. Thank God we can forget things. There's some things we don't ever need to forget. Bible said, he said, I have compassion on the multitude. I'm almost done. Have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me 3 days, have nothing to eat. I won't send them away fast unless they faint in the way. This is the next instance. His disciples saying to him, where should we have so much bread in this wilderness to fill a great multitude? Man, how in the world are we going to feed all these people? I'm talking about a miracle worker. Amen. God knows how to feed. He cares about your natural needs. Amen. He cares. Thank God. I know I'm always telling stories about my mom, but she is praying one time for food. A lot of times she prayed food into us kids. Amen. And you know, of course, we was raised up there in Oklahoma, and we got, y'all probably don't even know what this is, we got commodities. Indian commodities. Does anybody even know what that is? I'm talking about we got, and man, you know, we lived off that, and they had that powdered milk. And I mean, it tastes like you'd take about a cup of milk and put the rest of it in water and shake it up. That's about how strong it is. We'd have that powdered milk, and we'd drink that stuff on cereal. And man, we thought, when we got some real milk, man, we was loving it. And for the longest time, I wouldn't let my wife buy no 2% milk. Amen. I'd buy that whole milk, you know, that name brand whole milk and turn the gallon up and drink it. Amen. But Lord, help us. God cares about your natural needs. She is praying for food. And she said, this is her. She said, I was praying and I got to craving a steak. Now, my mom don't care, you know, she's not picky either. I said, where are we going? You know, we went up there for Mother's Day and took her out to eat. Where are we going to eat? And I mean, I couldn't, you know, she wasn't going to choose where to eat. Anywhere y'all want to go, it don't matter, you know. But she said, I got to craving a steak. I wanted some steak. She said, Lord, I don't know why, but I am craving steak. Amen. That morning, somebody came by the house and put groceries all over the back porch. There was bags of groceries everywhere. And so help me, there was one bag of groceries that was full of steak. Jesus said, amen, how many loaves have you? They said, seven and a few little fishes. Glory to God. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. He took the seven loaves. This is another time. He took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them, gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled and took up the broken meat that was left, seven baskets full. Miracle bread. You forgot the natural bread, but don't you forget the miracles. I'm telling you, the Lord dealt with me some time back and said, write down things that I've done for you. Amen. I took a notebook and just would write down stories where God has helped us. Amen. And God has moved. And God has done this and that. Amen. I don't want to forget what the Lord has done in my life. Amen. I said, I don't want to forget what the Lord has done in our life. He always shows up right on time. And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. Glory to God. He's on a boat. They forgot lunch. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Bethany, and help me. I'm done preaching. They forgot lunch. They said, hey, we forgot something to eat. And Jesus said, look, I know y'all forgot it. But while we're talking about forgetting, there's something else that you really need to never forget. Don't ever forget that the devil is out to get you. And he said, we'll call that evil bread. The leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herod. And don't ever forget the miracles that I've done. We'll call that the miracle bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God I've never ceased to be amazed going to the nursing home. Amen. Don't hardly, you know, somebody don't even know nothing. They don't even know their kids' names. But they wheel them down there to the nursing home, to the cafeteria where we're going to sing. And they'll just be singing Rock of Ages. Just like they got the book in front of them. I said, has anybody got a number? Can we sing Amazing Grace? Hallelujah. Don't know their husband's name or don't know their wife's name. Forgot everything. But they hadn't forgot the grace of God. They hadn't forgot the goodness of God. Listen, church, we can be forgetful, but never let us forget the miracles that God's done in our life. We might be forgetful of other things, but let us never forget, amen, that the devil's after us. Stand together with me this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness of God in our life. You want to help us, you want to touch us. Lord, help us to remember your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, you're not right with God. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around, you say, preacher, I'm not right with God this morning. I need to be saved. I'd like for you to pray for me. But you just slip your hand up and slip it down. I'm not here to embarrass you. I'd just like to pray for you. Amen. You're here this morning. You're not right with God. Amen. You say, preacher, pray for me. Pray that the Lord would touch me. Pray that the Lord would help me. Pray that the Lord would bring me back. Maybe you've forgotten how God helped you and was good to you. How God did miracles for you and God touched you. Maybe you had a praying mama. Maybe you had praying family member or something in your life. And here you are today, strayed away from God. The Lord wants to remind you. The Lord wants to remind you. You hear this morning say, preacher, pray for me. Just slip your hand up. Yes, sir, I see your hand. God loves you. I pray for you. Anyone else this morning? I need the Lord to help me. I'm not right with God. I need God to touch me. Would you pray for me, preacher? God has been good to me. I just got out here and I forgot it. I just been down, I've been low. Then I need God to help me, need God to touch me. No one else this morning is praying for me. Hallelujah. If you'd like to come, I'd like to pray with you this morning. Whatever one's here today, come on, I invite you to come. I'll pray with you. God help. Not come to me. Come to the Lord. Come to this altar and pray. That's it. Church, let's believe the Lord this morning. And I need you to help me. I might forget a lot of things, but I don't want to forget the goodness of God.
Savior.